University of Florida researchers have discovered a strong relationship between the devastating citrus disease HLB and citrus tree root health. University scientist Evan Johnson explains.
The big thing is with HLB, it causes a significant amount of root loss both before symptoms develop and then where you have 30 to 50% root loss before you can even see symptoms on the canopy of the tree. And then you have a second phase of root loss as the canopy starts to thin, where you only have about 20% of the roots of a healthy root system. And that can be very damaging for the water uptake capacity, the nutrient uptake capacity of the tree. And then we're looking into what is causing this to come up with possible management strategies. And we've found that even in declining trees, the root growth that occurs in these trees is the same as in a healthy tree. So the roots are dying much more quickly. And we're trying to figure out what is killing the trees so that we can come up with good management strategies to try and reduce that root loss. Currently, the best thing to do is to just manage everything you can to maintain a good, healthy root system based on your rootstock under what is known about other stresses, abiotic stresses, biotic stresses such as Phytophthora, and then go from there, and hopefully we'll have some new information in the future to manage HLB's caused root loss.
I think you said you'll be looking into the future to see if some of these new rootstocks coming out might help.
Yes, we're looking at, we've got an active collaboration with Dr. Jude Grosser, looking at some of his new rootstocks that are coming out, and we're beginning to look into some of the U.S., the USDA released rootstocks to see if they have improved root density or root mass when affected by HLB.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.